530. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
It will be Mountain Home's ball to start this second quarter as they currently trail Silent Springs 9-7. Parker Husky will turn the... Parker Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Cameron Mullen in the backcourt. We're back underway. Mullen across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, throws it to Husky. Dangerous throw, but Husky is able to corral it. Now Waymire has on the right side. Up top now with Husky. Over on the left side to Mullen. She's going to dribble toward the elbow. Kicks out to Waymire near the right corner. She has the ball knocked away from her. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home, so it was a steal by Silent Springs and then a foul. As Lauren Waymire's second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Waymire takes a seat, as does Cameron Mullen, as Annie Norcross checks back in. And I believe Amelia Rucker also checked back in as well. 7:38 left to play in the half. Silent Springs with the ball leading 9-7. Inbound pass goes to Smith, over to Keene, that is. Now ball goes over to Ross. Now Leklinski has it. Ball goes over on the left side to Ross, down to Smith, now down to Ross on the low block. Her turnaround jumper is up and in.
Yeah, one change you see there from Silent Springs, they're starting to kind of get Kate down in the post. She's got a kind of guarding a taller player right there. She scored twice down there in the last two possessions on them.
11-7, Silent Springs up, 7:08 left to play in the half. By the way, between quarters, Hannah Riley checked in for Silent Springs. She is a 5'7 senior for the Lady Panthers. Ball goes over to Rucker on the left side. Now up top to Husky. Down to Norcross near the left corner. She'll dribble out on the wing. Now gives it there to Husky. Husky dribbles up to the top. Finds Jackson on the right side. Over to Husky on the left. Husky's going to drill down to the corner. Kicks it to Norcross there on the wing. Back to Husky. She's thought about the three. Now she's going to drill toward the paint. Kicks out to Norcross. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
A really good job there by Annie. Following in behind where Parker drove in that zone. The zone collapsed. Annie drove right behind her. Parker kicked it right back out for the wide-open three-pointer.
8 points for Norcross. Mountain Home trailing 11-10. Back quickly comes Silent Springs as Leklinski goes up for the jumper on the low block. No good. And the rebound comes to the Lady Bombers.
The Lady Bombers are moving with some aggression tonight. You love to see it. It's awesome to see.
Norcross tries for another three. This one will not go, and this time the board comes to Silent Springs. Smith quickly back the other way. She's going in coast to coast for a layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 5:55 left in the half. Annie Norcross picks up her second personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. So Brooke Smith at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That's her first point of the evening.
Well, something the Lady Bombers can see. Smith got the ball about three-quarter court, and her head was down. She drove hard to the hole right there. Look at the Lady Bombers to try to step in front of her and take some charges here the rest of the game.
Lauren Waymire checks in for Emma Wilbur. Second free throw, no good. Silent Springs gets a rebound. They almost turned it back over, though. Here is Smith with it, dribbling to the left side. Finding Keene in the corner. She'll be tripped up, and Mount Holmes called for another foul. And that's already Annie Norcross's third, and that hurts as the way she's scoring right now. Emma Wilbur checking back in, replacing Annie Norcross with 5:44 left in the half.
Yeah, as a Lady Bomber fan, you knew that Annie picked up her second, and Emma was at the table trying to get in. You're just holding your breath, and unfortunately, yep. Annie got caught tangled up foot, and they called the foul on her.
Smith goes in for a layup, can't get it to go. Rebound comes to Mount Holmes. Jackson quickly back the other way. Mount Holmes with the ball trailing 12-10. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:25 left to play in the half. It is Silent Springs leading Mountain Home 12-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Mountain Home taking their second timeout of the night with 5:25 left to play in the half as they trail Salem Springs 12-10. It's a good hard-fought battle so far between these two teams.
Yeah, good opening, you know, quarter and a third, I guess, of the second quarter for the Lady Bombers here. Then they're playing well. They get some shots to fall and score on the offensive end. We were just talking, you know, at Silent Springs have gotten some second chance points by chance down here that if we can clean those up, we'll be in good shape.
Jackson putting up for the three-pointer, good, and Mount Home takes their first lead of the night.
Kate's been having some open shots. It just hadn't fallen. It's good to see that first one fall for her. Maybe that'll spark some confidence the rest of the game for her.
13-12, Lady Bombers up with less than 5 minutes left of the half. Ball goes down to Ross. She puts up the jumper on the low block. No good. Rebound comes to Waymire. Back come the Lady Bombers.
Lauren Waymire there again on the rebound. She is, can't brag on her enough in the last few games of how well she's been attacking the glass.
4:40 left to play in the half. Mount Home with the ball and the one-point lead. Jackson gives it to Waymire on the left side. Back up top to Jackson. She's going to try for another three-pointer. Good! And now Salem Springs is going to take the timeout as Mount Home goes up by two possessions. We'll break with 4:29 left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 16-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
A Mountain Home, excuse me, going up by two possessions on back-to-back threes by Kay Jackson. 16-12, Lady Bombers up with about 4.5 minutes left of this half. Some big baskets for Kay Jackson.
Yeah, right? It was. Good to see that first one go in. It helps those other ones roll off the fingers towards the goal a lot easier.
Here is Smith with it. She'll take the screen from Ross, dribble to the left elbow, now goes down to the low block, now kicks out to Tifo in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Wilbur. Back come the Lady Bombers.
Good box out there by Emma.
It was.
And she went high point of that ball. She jumped up and got the ball at the highest point and didn't allow Salem Springs to continue that tip like they have been doing.
Husky with it up top. Throws it over to Mullen on the left side. The right side. Takes the screen from Waymire. Now picks up her dribble. Gives it to Waymire up the top. Back over to Mullen on the right. Mullen's going to dribble down into the lane. Tries to throw it to Wilbur. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Tiefel. And back come the Lady Panthers. Back quickly comes Keene going into the lane for the layup. No good. Salem Springs gets a rebound. Has the ball knocked away. Ball still being fought for. And it's still being fought for. Now it's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to be Salem Springs ball on the possession arrow.
And, you know, I heard Coach Leonard talk to his girls this week. He talked to them. He said, look, basketball doesn't define who you are. Whether the shots go in, whether they don't, that doesn't define who you are. But how you respond and how you get after it and how you compete, that defines who you are. And we're seeing that tonight for the Lady Bombers. That's awesome.
Leklinski just checked in for Keene. And back Smith going into lane for the layup. No good. Ross there for the offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go. And this time the board comes to Mountain Home. Ball's quickly with Mullen on the left side. She's dribbling to the low block, putting out the jumper. A little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. She gets the basket. I thought that was Wilbur. She gets the basket and draws a contact.
Man, great job by Emma. We are attacking the offensive glass tonight, and Emma got the reward for that right there.
Brooke Ross picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Panthers here in the first half. Lauren Waymire checks out of the game, being replaced by Kate Jackson as Emma Wilbur tries the and one. She can't get the free throw, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Panthers. That quickly comes Tiefel. She's going into the lane for the layup, and boy, that was a quick move by Asylum Springs.
Yeah, Tiefel, she's hot right now.
She's got nine this evening. 18-14, Mountain Home up, 2:42 left to play in the half. Here is Husky throwing it to Jackson on the left side. Now up top to Mullen. Mullen's going to dribble to the lane, kicks it to Rucker in the left corner. She's going to dribble to the paint, put up the leaning jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Smith. She's quickly back the other way, going to the left elbow. Now picks up her drill, puts up the jumper just outside the paint, no good, and the rebound is going to be, they're going to say out of bounds, I guess, on Solemn Springs.
It looks like he's calling her stepping on the line as she was trying to save the ball there.
Checking out of the game is Leklinski. And I didn't see, I missed who checked in for her. I believe that was Faith Ellis. Here is Husky giving it to Jackson on the right side. Cross court to Rucker on the left. Up top with Mullen. She's going to dribble to the left side. 2 minutes left to play in the half. Mounts home with the ball up by four. Ball goes Husky in the right corner. Husky's going to dribble to the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. May have been partially blocked, and the rebound comes to Solemn Springs.
Yeah, I think Parker was going in expecting contact, and they blocked the ball instead and missed that layup.
Well, Solemn Springs got lucky there. They almost had a turnover there, but now they do as Kaylee Johnson is called for the travel.
Yeah, that's tough. You'll see that called a lot in a high school game. They catch the ball at the three-point line, and instead of setting those feet and then taking that dribble, they pick both feet up to try to get a quicker step. And good call with the official right there on top of it.
1:35 left to play in the half. Mounts home with the ball, leading 18-14. Husky into the front court, gives it to Mullen. Back to Husky. Back to Mullen. Mullen dribbles at the top, gives it to Husky. Now she's dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. Now goes over to the right side. Finds Mullen in the corner. She's going to drill toward the paint, pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ross. Back come the Lady Panthers.
You know, one thing you're seeing right here with Salem, when they get a rebound on the other end, their post players are not scared to drive the ball up and down the court.
No, they're really not. As Ross went in for life, couldn't get to go, but Solemn Springs gets the offensive board. Ross goes up for the jumper. No good there. And now another jump on. This time the ball will go to Mountain Home on the possession arrow.
Looks like 44 Brooke Ross kind of fell there and caught her head on the floor.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're right. She's a little shaken up. She's still on the floor.
Yeah, you got trainers from both sides coming out talking with her here.
Yep. So now both teams are going to go to their benches while they're looking at her. So I'll tell you what, we're going to break, and we'll come back in just a little bit. With 52.5 seconds left, it is Mountain Home leading Solemn Springs 18-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, Brooke Ross going to the bench to be looked at a little more by the Solemn Springs trainer. 52.5 seconds left. Mounts home with the ball, leading 18-14.
Yeah, that's one thing you like to see in high school, man. I know here with Baxter Regional, and you know most teams have trainers there, and they're right on top of that. Football is all the sports. It's pretty awesome to protect their players and take care of their players.
Mullen has it right now, down to 35 seconds. Looks like Mountain Home's most likely going to hold for the last shot of the half.
You got to love the position you're in right now. You know, you got a chance to get the last shot here. You're up four. Just smart decisions here by the Lady Bombers. You either get a shot and you make it, or you get a shot and you end the half.
Husky gives it back to Mullen, down to 15 seconds. Mullen dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. About to be met by a double team. Finds Rucker on the left side, down to 9 seconds. to Husky in the left corner. She's going to dribble just inside the perimeter. Her jumper will not go. Rebound controlled by Salem Springs. All goes to Keene, but Salem Springs is not going to be able to get a shot off, and Mount Home will take a four-point lead into the locker room. Well, I'll tell you, good quarter there for the Lady Bombers there.
Absolutely. Got to love that half. You know, you're up four coming into this, playing with aggression, attacking the boards and scoring. Had some really good shots. If we get some of those shots to fall, it would be amazing to see what this score would be. We'd be up 10 or 12.
Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 18-14. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate,